53 minutes until Election Day. 18 days. 18. This is your election headquarters, InfoWars War Room. Counting down, keeping you updated on all the latest and breaking news dealing with the presidential election. And we've got a lot of it today. A couple legal fights that are going on. I can't believe these aren't getting more news coverage, really. And these are two very legitimate, respected groups going through this right now. Rasmussen Polling and Judicial Watch. But stay tuned to get that news. And then, I mean, they don't even care anymore. The law, they will break any law to steal this election. You won't believe what's going on now. They're already traveling people across state lines to canvass for Kamala Harris. Now they're bringing people in from overseas, and not just anybody. Yeah, which is completely illegal. They don't care. They're bragging about it. So we'll show you all of that. But I think we should begin with all the Kamala Harris clips and just look at the split response here, because they don't know what to do. Obviously, this thing was a disaster for many different reasons. She appeared, I can't even say unprepared, but yes, she appeared to be unprepared. But it's really not even that. She's just, she doesn't prepare. She can't be prepared. All they have is their lies and attacks on Donald Trump, and she's used to just softball interviews. So what is, if she answered the questions honestly, it would go bad. But that's how she came off, as ill-prepared. And what usually happens when things are going downhill, and you can see this in any debate, including the debate that I was in on Monday, when things go downhill, what happens? The person that's losing it starts to lash out, shout, raise their voice, curse. And so that's where it ended for Kamala Harris, lashing out, screaming. So then she seems to lack poise. She seems to lack confidence. Very unpresidential, not like a leader would be. Really just an utter failure. And then there's the optics. And really, I think here the optics probably matter the most. She looked like a small person. And the camera angles did her no favors. There was the over-the-shot, the over-the-shoulder shot of Bret Baier. And Bret, you know, has like a square jaw, square head, pretty broad shoulders. You know, he looks like what a command sergeant in the military might be, like a drill sergeant. And so just that presence next to Kamala made her appear very small. It didn't help that they put an oversized pants suit on her with oversized heels. It didn't help that the way she was framed up in her solo shot, there was a lot of extra space that makes her look small. These things matter. And believe me, when you work in television and you deal with professionals, a lot of people who are just obsessed with their appearance, you learn how quickly this stuff matters. And it does matter. So I don't know if Harris's team even had any say over these camera shots, or if they even realized how bad it is. So many people have quit the Kamala Harris campaign. So many people have left the vice president's office. You know, who knows what's even left there, or if they even care to try to protect her anymore at this point. Some people are thinking that this whole thing, that maybe her campaign is setting her up for failure with this. I'm not so sure I believe that. I mean, she has to do interviews. You're 18 days till the election. You have to do interviews. And you have to go in places where you might be able to pull some new voters. So that was the goal here. It failed miserably. But the optics were bad. And then you have her, again, looking like a tiny person next to Bret Baier, square shoulders, square jaw.
And then she's lashing out and she's getting angry and she's furrowing her brow and she's flaring her nostrils. Very unpresidential, very unlikable, very brash. Not good. Not good. And people will just see that. You know, they don't, maybe they know and care about the issues, maybe they don't. They see that and they are just turn off. Big time turn off. Especially for men. And you know, she's not pulling too well with men. This deal didn't help at all. This deal didn't help at all. So she came off at the end of it very angry, unprepared, lacking poise, and not presidential at all. She looked weak next to Bret Baier. Now, of course, you've got half of the Democrat propaganda media immediately jumping up and saying what a great job she did. It's your usual suspects. They're paid by the Democrat Party. And they're immediately telling you how great she was. But then you have the others that have, I guess, some integrity left enough to, or at least they don't want to completely lose their audience. So they can't lie and say that this was a good interview. It was a disastrous interview. So then you have them coming out and they're saying it was a setup. It was racist. It was an ambush. Which is basically sacrificing, yeah, this was a disaster. Look, I would say for me, I've never seen an interview this bad. She would have been better off walking off the set. She would have been better off, instead of losing her cool, saying Donald Trump's name 20 times, she would have been better off just taking off the mic and saying, you know what? I don't think you're being fair, and walking off. It would have been better for her that way. That's how bad this was. So the fact that the media is out there, the Democrat propaganda media is out there saying it was an ambush, it was racist, it was misogynistic, tells you they know it was a disaster. So they can put out all the propaganda about how great she was, calling it an ambush and all these other things, just admits, yeah, you know it was bad. Social media explodes after Kamala Harris' total train wreck interview as supporters blast Fox News' Bret Baier for ambush. It was an ambush because he asked her real questions and she couldn't answer. Kamala Harris' campaign accuses Fox News of ambushing the Democrat nominee. But again, then you have the usual suspects right out of the Democrat Party, Obama advisors, Harris team members, the same propaganda agents they pay on Twitter and X and Instagram and TikTok and everywhere else. Kamala Harris was strong and handled an ambush Fox interview light years better than the hash Donald Trump unstable made of the Fox pep rally disguised as a town hall. So was it an ambush and you have to call it a racist, sexist ambush because it was so bad, or did she do great? They have no choice. They have no choice. You're 18 days from an election. You have to do interviews. So they could have hit her the whole campaign. It's not going to work. There's no pandemic to blame it on like they did with Joe Biden. They tried to hide her. She's been the nominee for, I think, 90 days or so, give or take. She's been the nominee, let's say, for 90 days. They hit her for about the first 75. But now you're 18 days and you've got to do interviews. You've got to try to win an election. And so her interview tour has been a complete disaster. Even in the softball interviews, it's been a disaster. So she can't stop now. But this is going to continue to be the scramble. So it's going to be, oh, it's the interviewer's fault. It's the network's fault. It's your fault because you're a racist. But then it's going to be also how great she did. So she does so bad, they have to blame the interviewer, blame the network, blame you, the racist audience member. Or she's so great, she's slayed, she's queen, she's brat. None of it works. None of it works. And everybody sees it. And, you know, I could point to the poll numbers all day long. Again, poll numbers have some significance, but not much. This election is going to be won in the courtroom, not the ballot box. But everybody sees this. From the Hill, Vice President Kamala Harris's momentum slows in election race. The tides of the election are turning against Vice President Harris. Trump is taking his biggest leads in all the swing state. He's taking his biggest leads in now all the betting markets. That's kind of a new political phenomenon, but there it is. The betting markets, the polls, everything. Trump is winning. He's taken over all the swing states. He's closed the gap in some of these blue states. So let's get in to some of these clips. Let's start with Kamala Harris talking about how she would never say something about that like that to the American people, but then she's actually on the record saying that exact same thing about the American people in clip four.
So are they misguided? The 50-